I have tucked my dress in the back of my underwear and taught a class like that. I taught a news broadcast, live news broadcast, and I had my whole dress unzipped.
Welcome to Podcast Coaching with Christine. I'm your host, Christine O'Donnell. I'm an Emmy-nominated TV journalist and podcast coach. Each week, I interview someone who has an exceptional story and talent to help independent podcasters grow their shows.
Hello, and welcome to Podcast Coaching with Christine. Sometimes the best, most authentic, and engaging moments come from recording live. These are the moments the audience gets to hear and see the real you, the real versions of ourselves. Version? It can also be really scary and uncomfortable to actually record live without planning to edit. You may be worried about what you say or how you act or how you look, even though it's a podcast. Sometimes these are also on video podcasts. For a long time, I was actually your stereotypical TV news robot. I know that might sound unsurprising to some of you, but for me, recording live could be uncomfortable at times. But there was this one moment once I was working in Los Angeles where I was caught off guard during the morning show. And it kind of pushed me out of my news robot bubble. And I was able to connect with the audience in a whole new way. I had so many people sending me emails, sending me messages on social media that I had never seen before. I had never actually felt that true authentic connection to the audience without this moment. And this moment is a little bit out of the box. And it made me really uncomfortable at the time, but it ended up like providing this brand new perspective. And that's what this episode, I hope, will offer you. So here, I'm going to show you guys what I'm talking about. And this is while I was working as a reporter in Los Angeles for Good Day LA.
Okay, let's go right
now. You want to go to Santa Monica?
Why not? Christine is right there. Did you dress for the occasion? You should have had your shorts on. And
maybe, you know, she does. Pan down. No?
Okay. Do not pan down.
Oh, come on. Now we have to. You cannot throw that out there. Come on.
Jeans.
Up and
I'm
down.
Jeans. No shorts.
Oh, jeans. Well, okay. All right.
So we are out here this morning. Take a look at my office. It is so beautiful. It's around 72 degrees.
Okay, so as you saw, I was not a fan of the line of questioning, and viewers saw that. It was unexpected, authentic, and real. And again, I never would have made that authentic connection with the viewers, the audience, the listeners at that time, if it hadn't been for the out-of-the-box line of questioning. So if you're a podcaster and you are making plans to edit your show because of the safety and security in that process, I also challenge you to leave in some of the bloopers, some of the unexpected moments, because one of the things that make podcasts so successful is the authenticity. One of the things people really enjoy is feeling like they're listening into a conversation, like they're also in the room and participating, even though they might be listening in their car, in their home, while they're doing laundry, while they're doing dishes, mowing the lawn, you name it, because podcasting is something we can do while we do something else, or podcast listening, that is. Okay, so in this episode, you hear myself and podcast movement speaker, Sarah Alapin. She is also a 2x podcaster. She is the host of the Wedding Dish podcast and Laughing with the Gingers. She's also the founder of an online business community called District Bliss. So she's she's up to a lot of different stuff. And one of the reasons she's able to have 2 podcasts is because she records live to tape. So if you're interested, if you want to learn how to do this, keep listening, because that is what we dive into in this episode.
Live tape is an old phrase. I mean, it comes from when we were taping things, and people that are podcasting may not have ever seen a tape. So live to tape essentially means it's just like the news, where it's recorded and put out just as it is. So there is no, you know, that doesn't mean you aren't leveling audio or whatever, like as a fast pass, but it does mean that you're not cutting all your ums. You're not cutting out every time I say, I love that, which is constantly, I feel. Nobody else is counting that except me. And now all of you that are listening who are now going to go listen and tally them in general. I'm exposing all my secrets. So basically you have to show up and know that you are going to say the thing that needs to come across. So it is something that I think overwhelms people and makes people very nervous. And I understand that, but, it's the right fit for me. And I think that it's a mindset issue to move past. It sounds like it's the right fit for you too, Christine. Do you have anything you want to add about live to tape as having been recorded live to tape and then broadcast to the news?
I think that's, it's something where I never really thought about it deeply because it's just something I've done. And so I never thought about it any other way because I'm like, of course, that's what I would do. Clouseau, does he need to go potty? Is it a moment? Do we need to pause?
No, my husband just walked up the stairs.
Okay.
And he got excited.
Oh, the dog. The dog got excited. Got it.
It's his birthday. He's excited today. The dog.
It's Clouseau's birthday?
It's Clouseau's birthday.
Did I miss that? Was that posted?
Probably not. I've been a little busy today. Podcasting with you.
Happy birthday, Clouseau. I know, spending all day on the phone. Do you need to pause it and chat with him quick?
No, you're fine.
So speaking of live to tape.
Yes, interruptions will happen.
They do. So that's actually, I think, one of the reasons people like watching the news live, because anything could happen. You never know. Like I think one of the most memorable moments, at least for me living in Los Angeles, that you might also remember because it was happened live to tape, was there was an earthquake. And yes. One of the anchors out here made a face. The earthquake face. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes, because it went viral after that. Chris Schauble from KTLA's morning news program made a face. Well, there was a live earthquake that happened, and it was so genuine and perfect, and the ground's moving underneath me.
The face you're making is exactly the face.
I can see it in my mind. He's also such a love. I really just adore him. My husband also works at KTLA, so I know him. But yeah. So live to tape, things that can happen, and that makes it exciting and interesting. And I have just, as a journalist, always gone live. And that also, I think for me, I think about pre-producing. And I don't know if many podcasters necessarily think of that, but I think the secret to really shining as a podcaster is taking time to do research about what your episode is going to be about, who's going to be listening, what they care about, who are you interviewing, what can they provide your audience that's going to be of interest, and having that at least in your mind or written out in front of you so that you can reference it will make the live to tape a valuable exchange for yourself, for your guest, and for your audience.
And it really helps you to show up for yourself because of that. You know, you're showing up with like the end game in mind when you're doing live to tape. You know, you have all your ducks in a row. You know, you're saving time on the backside, but that doesn't mean you don't have a script. It's not fly by the seat of your pants, generally speaking. Although, you know, as we said, this is a little fly by the seat of our pants, but you know, that's the way I kind of live a lot of my life. But you know, with the podcast, like it's all of everything is prepared, everything is ready to go and record, and then it goes up and gets scheduled to go out. It really helps people engage and connect with you. So as a podcaster, you know, you feel like you're part of the conversation as a listener when it is recorded live to tape. And when you hear all of those quirks, the things that come up the most are the weird, like from listeners, is the weird stuff that I share about myself. And then they'll send me messages on Instagram and be like, your first word was elephant? And I'm like, I shared that?
I forgot what I said when I went off the cuff. That weird thing. But
it makes people really like connect with you in such a different, unique way. You know, you are going, interruptions will happen, but that doesn't, they're not a bad thing. And I always say you should have the ability to edit, because if a really bad interruption does happen, you may need to clean it up. So I do have the ability to edit. I have had to edit two episodes, one Laughing with Gingers, one The Wedding Dish, because something happened off brand on The Wedding Dish. And on Laughing with Gingers, we had some weird audio thing where it wasn't lining up properly. But other than that, you know, we don't edit. It just goes out the way it is.
Yeah. And that is very similar. I mean, there is editing process in the news, but those anchors in the morning, all of the show is pre-produced. And the afternoon and the evening, the show, like a day in my life as a journalist was show up, have some ideas in mind as to what my story might be that day, or get given an assignment, then make all of the calls, record all the interviews, write the story, get it approved, read it into a microphone, edit it quick, and then show up live. And then after my live shot ended, I'm out. I'm done. See you later. I mean, unless I had to edit a web script and then send that in for it to be published. But beyond that, like the work was really the front end. And then my 2.5 minutes on in front of the microphone were just live. That was me. Unless I was anchoring, which was that it was a half hour of me.
And I think it's more fun.
I think that I think it depends on the subject matter. I'm remembering the news. Like some things weren't fun.
I meant live to tape, not the news. Sorry, the news is never fun to me unless it's like a kitten made friends with a pig.
You know, but some of the things that were the most memorable are things that happened. And you were just talking about this. One time when I was reporting the weather for LA, for Fox 11 in the morning, Good Day LA, the anchor had asked me whether I was wearing shorts or not. Just, you know, it was a story about the weather and it was really hot and I was at the beach and he was like, so are you wearing shorts? And his co-host said, oh, pan down, like, it's actually the technical word is tilt down, but that's to the point, like, she just said pan down, and I looked at the camera, I was so caught off guard by this request, that I said, do not pan down, and then we had a whole conversation about what I was wearing outside of view of the frame of the camera, which was like the weirdest conversation that I've ever had on the news. But that was the thing that got me, I don't know, like 20 emails and like 50 new like followers on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and or more. I just remember being like an insane moment where people were like, oh, now I'm really getting to know what Christine is like, because like these anchors like broke her out of her robot face and voice, and now I'm getting to know her personality, and her personality is do not pan down. I'm wearing jeans, no one needs to see.
Because people want to connect. I mean, exactly. That's one of the reasons we want to go to Podcast Movement. We want to connect with one another, and then, you know, we want to connect with the people that are that are like, we want to see imperfections because that's how we all, we're stuck in this world of like social media should be perfect. And I am not here for that because I am not a perfect person. I have tucked my dress in the back of my underwear and taught a class like that. I taught a news broadcast, live news broadcast, and I had my whole dress unzipped during on the side. And I put my, at the end, I put my hand on my hip, realized I felt my skin and was like, well, that just went out to the whole school. Meh, that's what it is. I used to be a teacher, by the way.
Pattern on your dress, Ms. Alapin. Is that what they called you?
I wasn't married then, so I was Hartenstein. So they actually called me Hart or Hardy.
Aww. So would they call you Miss Hardy?
No, just Hart or Hardy.
Hardy. That's nice. Hey, Hardy. Is that weird if I say it?
Nope, it's not. It's my photo business. It's called Photos from the Hardy because that's been my nickname.
Aww.
Yeah.
So what's the game plan for your speech? Your presentation, your workshop, your breakout session.
The game plan is me not to go on tangents because Christina's like, how do we rein you in? And I'm like, don't know. I think I'm just going to have to put on my big girl pants and not say, you know, and not go off on side stories like the fact that I used to be a teacher and had wardrobe mishaps. That's the big game plan because we got to keep it to a tight 30. But we're going to talk about the process of recording live to tape, including the pre-production side of it, because that is something that I think gets a little bit, it's not an excuse not to be prepared. You still have to do the homework. It's just, you're doing the homework on the front side. It still saves you a ton of time. Don't get me wrong. Editing takes a lot longer than pre-production. Post-production's the longest by far. But then we're going to talk about the mindset, and we have a couple studies about how listeners really want to engage with people, like what you were just saying about the don't pan down. People want to see your real self. They want to connect with who you are as a human. They want to see that you are a human and not a humanoid. And and so we have a couple studies about authenticity, and then we go into, you know, what the, like, why do it and how to do it. So it really walks you through the process that it gets you at least started to, you could walk away from this presentation and actually record your podcast live to tape and distribute it. It does take a little bit of practice. You know, some of it is having guests and interviewing them and pacing and taking breaks and those things. And while we cover a lot of that, I think there is practice that goes into live to tape. So it is something that you need to, just like me not going on tangents, you have to keep your guests from going on tangents too.
It happens. Sometimes the gems are in the tangents.
That's true. That's where Shake and Wake came from. So,
yes. And that was a really great moment. And what we're talking about is the other day during Brightsided, pod side assistance session. We were talking about the things that the pandemic has put into perspective, the pandemic perspective. And Sarah was sharing
I said, I think really what 2020 taught us is how much we missed certain things and the value of certain things. And then I think 2021 has really has shaken and woken us up. Or what did I said it differently,
you
but
said,
something
you
like
said
that.
2020 really shaked and waked us. I think that's what you said. So I have a clip of it on the Brightsided Pros Instagram account. So if you guys want to check that out, it's there. You can see some of the other people from the session. You're actually like making me, tangents. To prevent tangents, when I was going live on the news, if ever I was interviewing someone live and my producer was like, okay, you have 3 minutes for this live shot, two minutes for this live shot, what does that mean? That means a live intro and three questions and then wrap up and tag. So remember how you're gonna start your live moment. Hi, I'm live at so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. I'm here with blah, 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 blah. And first question, second question, third question, and then wrap it up, send it back to you in the studio. But it was always like, remember your beginning, your end, only three questions. If there's a follow-up question, then your third question gets cut. So, because otherwise, for sure, we go out of that time frame.
Yeah.
Tangents, man. And also to stop someone from tangenting, it was easier in person because I could like touch them and be like, squeeze, squeeze, hold up.
It redirects people, you know, like brings them back to reality. It's mm-hmm. really easy to go off on a tangent when you're nervous.
Are you nervous?
Not right now. You put me at ease, Christine.
Like, I feel like we've gone on a few tangents. It's also easy when you're with friends.
I know. That's really the key here is it's easy when you're enjoying the conversation.
You can go, go, go. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, now we need a part two of our podcast. Speaking of, I was on Sarah's episode of The Wedding Dish. I was on her show and we didn't even finish our conversation because this happened. So
we had a ton of fun though.
Yes, we really did. And we talked about how Steve and I met, which is such a fun story. We talked about how we broke up, how we got back together, how he proposed, and then we ran out of time.
Spoiler alert, there was a refrigerator involved in the proposal.
There was. And spoiler alert, now there's two kids. I'll leave you to figure out the rest. I get. Sarah, thank you so much for being on Podcast Coaching with Christine. Before we go, is there anything else you want people to know about what you're going to be talking about at Podcast Movement or about what to expect while they're out there, what people should say if they want to approach you afterwards, how should they proceed?
So I would say I am actually a very approachable person, which is, makes it very nice for if you do want to approach me. But one way not to approach me and not to approach anyone is to send the weird LinkedIn messages that are just like, I'm getting a lot of them right now for some reason that are just like, it's like people are trying to sell me on LinkedIn. And I'm like, I know you found me on Podcast Movement and now you think you can sell me your editing services and I'm talking about live to tape. This doesn't make sense. Like, I don't want your editing services. It's the whole point of my presentation. But just, you know, genuine curiosity, show up as yourself. You know, I have no expectations. If you want to show up in harem pants, show up in harem pants. I'm here for it. Like, do you and do what's best for you in general. And don't be afraid to walk up and have a conversation with somebody. We are all the same people. We are all going through the same things at one point or another. And we all are there because we want to connect. So don't be afraid to connect.
And I think a great question to always ask, talk to people about, or both great thing to always bring up is their podcast. Tell me about your show. Like, people will love talking about their show or why they're so passionate about what they're doing. Other pro tips, wear comfy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some snacks. bring some water. So have a bag with you. Ooh, yes. Sweater just in case, because though that AC, guys, can get you, make you real uncomfortable. So yeah, comfy clothes, sweater, comfy shoes, definitely a pack to bring with you. And if you've got cards, bring them, but default to, do you mind sharing your cell phone number? Like, I know that might be like a little, like, I don't know if you feel comfortable doing that, but if you do, I'd love to just send you a text later, or hey, can I follow you on Instagram? Yeah. Or maybe we can just, you know, talk a little bit more, because now I've got to run to my next session. So, yeah, let's like connect, and whether it's on Instagram or wherever, Twitter. Let me follow you just real quick. Just get on the phone. That's when you're in someone's bubble.
Yes, definitely.
Sarah, thank you again for being here. Is there anything else you want to share? So much. Find Sarah on social media at...
Oh my God, I have 5.5 accounts. Let's stick with at the Wedding Dish Podcast or at Laughing with Gingers. I hang out on both of those places.
Perfect. I was going to say, Sarah also has this amazing community of entrepreneurs called District Bliss. So if you are a podcaster who is also working on creating a business as part of your podcast, it's a great place to just kind of stick your toes in the water and learn from other entrepreneurs what they've done and how they're doing it, and how they found success. I'm in the community, and I really enjoy it. So I've met so many amazing, and these people are so helpful in your community. Help me figure out my email when it like something weird happens, or my website. Gosh, so helpful.
Weird stuff happens, and we need to be there for each other. So, and chances are somebody else in the community has had it happen too. So. it's a great community. We host events and things. So that's at District Bliss Events on Instagram if you want to check that.
And I will include all of these links in our show notes below. And when I say below, I mean, when you're looking at your phone, when you're listening to a podcast, if you scroll down, and I'm sorry if you already know this, but some people keep asking me, wait, where are the show notes? If you look at, say you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you just drag your thumb up. So you scroll down and then you'll see the show notes with all of the links. So you can click directly from the episode you're listening on to wherever, whether it's Sarah's social media or her website or my website or something along those lines. So
I just want to take a second to say Christine's community, Brightsiders, is freaking awesome. If you have not checked it out and you are hanging out on this podcast, you absolutely need to. I'm part of that community. And, you know, learning so much, like we've learned so much about SEO, different marketing, accessibility. So many amazing speakers have come through. Christine devotes so much time. Actually, my logo went down on Apple Podcasts and I couldn't figure it out. And so Christine was like, I'll hop on a call with you right now. And it's a place where you can accelerate your podcast in a way that feels good and feels easy.
Yay. I love that feedback, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Just honest.
I always hope, you know, the community is super supportive, because sometimes, you guys know, podcasting can be a lonely place. And yes, especially for us independent podcasters, it's just nice to, and that's one of the reasons podcast movement is so wonderful too. So I'm so bummed I'm not going. Anyway, moving on. Thank you guys so much. Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to bring a little like face of Christine and carry it around with me.
Take a photo with Christine O'Donnell. It's the creepiest thing. I'll send you one.
Oh my God.
I could be your model. We're Laughing with Gingers merch. It's so funny.
Oh my God. I'd love it.
I need to get my hair dyed. Thank you again. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you guys for listening to the season finale of Podcast Coaching with Christine, season 5. Now, these next few episodes, I am actually going to be replaying some of my most popular, most listened to episodes. So if you would like to, you know, check these out, there's some great stuff coming up. We're going to be talking about post-production tips, PR strategies to get your podcast on the news. We talk about podcast growth hacking, how to be a TED speaker with the curator of TED Women, how to get featured in Apple Podcasts, and more. So please stay tuned for the upcoming replay episodes. I am sure you're going to enjoy them. There's a ton of value there. And if you would like more information on myself, this podcast, and how you can launch and grow your own show, make sure to check out